does a lot of good work informing the public, the rate-paying public especially, a little bit about this great industry. And if you're disconnected completely from the industry in any way, as work at one of the plants or work at one of the mines, work in the utility industry, whatever, you are connected if, in fact, you get a utility bill, because affordable, reliable energy comes thanks to Lignite. And that's why the 250 members of the Lignite Energy Council are very important members of that organization to get that word out. One of them, Jesse Hench, joins us today. Jesse is the regional sales manager for Lindbergh Process Equipment. Hello, Jesse. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing today?
Wonderful. So as a member of the Lignite Energy Council, you represent a number of companies associated with Lignite-based power plants in North Dakota. Tell us a little bit about yourself, first of all.
So I grew up in Washburn, North Dakota, right, you know, just down the road from Great River Energy and Minn Kota and all those great plants there. And grew up there. My mom and dad worked in the industry. My mom worked at Coteau Mine. My dad worked at Great River Energy in Underwood. And I've kind of been in the industry my entire life. I am now the regional sales manager for Lindbergh Process Equipment. And we cover Minnesota, North Dakota, and South Dakota, and our main focus is helping coal-fired industry.
How do you help them? Talk about the products you sell and how it helps.
So we represent a variable amount of companies, number one being the Babcock & Wilcox Company, both for their FM boilers, the package boilers, but probably more importantly, the environmental equipment, which includes the ESPs, the dry and wet scrubbers, the bag houses, you know, the items that really let us be stewards, you know, for the industry, as well as having a clean environment. That is something that, you know, most people, when they hear coal, they think of it as a dirty word. And us in the industry, we don't think of that at all. You know, our job is to keep the environments clean and keep our water clean. And that's something that we really take pride in with our company and the people that we represent. Along with that is Diamond Power for soot blowers and boiler cleaning systems. They do a lot of work in making sure that the boilers don't foul up and they're able to run cleanly and properly. We work a lot with Kobes-Velkin for both general and severe duty service control valves. These valves are built specifically for each customer's application. You know that valve is going to work where and when you need it. That's just a few of the companies we represent. We also represent HTT. It's an isomembrane made of super wool that is used on penetration seals, expansion joints, dead air spaces, and power plants. And it can really, really help combat extra airflow, I should say. And when you're trying to control the boiler and trying to control your emissions, having that excess air is definitely something that can be a problem.
Now, by the way, everything you just described there, I'm seeing all these different power plants and shapes and sizes. Are they custom then? Do you have to say, okay, you need this, and you'll custom that for each plant? Or is there a standard to many of those?
Most of the items that we deal with are custom made for each power plant. As far as, you know, if you're looking at environmental equipment, you know, some plant maybe putting in a huge scrubber system might not work best for them. Or if you could put in an ESP or a baghouse, something like that, to help with emission particulates. The same with your control valves. Every plant has a different steam consumption as well as a different rate that it needs it. So we really try and make these products as specific as we can to each customer's application.
That's very interesting. How about just at the industry in general? I mean, you live in the Twin Cities, you mentioned, and work out of the Twin Cities area, but have that North Dakota coal country route. What kind of conversations do you have with people that aren't in the industry, that are outside the industry, but certainly rely on the industry to get affordable, reliable energy?
I have quite a few interesting conversations down in the Twin Cities. Most people here don't even realize that their power comes from most of the time North Dakota or South Dakota. They really have a very low level of understanding of, you know, what it takes to, you know, mine the coal, what it takes to, you know, pulverize it, what it takes to push it through the boiler. And then once it goes through there, all of the cleanliness aspects that the coal needs to go through, specifically scrubbers and the emissions and things like that. You know, you come down here and you'll visit with some people and they hear the word coal and they'll just cringe. And it's just because, you know, they haven't been educated enough on what, you know, the technology now provides for a clean power plant. And we do a lot of that down here, just visiting with people and letting them know that, you know, coal is no longer a dirty word. It's literally just as clean as natural gas if you have all the parameters in place. And those are the kind of things that we are really trying to educate people on.
And, you know, those conversations are invaluable. They really are, because obviously there's one kind of conversation for people familiar with the industry and doing what you do and keeping the plants operating efficiently. And that's a good thing, but also it's those other folks as well. And, you know, speaking of the Twin Cities, the lignite industry is obviously important here because it's jobs and it's, you know, a big boost to the economy. But, you know, the export nature of this industry is not well known as well. People living in other states in the upper Midwest rely on our energy out of North Dakota, don't they, Jesse?
Yeah, they do. And they just don't, you know, it's not that they don't understand. It's just that they haven't been told that. So, I mean, you can't really fault somebody for not understanding something that hasn't been explained to them. So that's where we really use the, you know, the Lignite Energy Council is to really get the message out there to people so that they really understand where their power comes from.
Well, glad you're doing that. Appreciate your time today and look forward to great success for Lindbergh Process Equipment and your travels helping, you know, clean, affordable energy remain very prevalent out there. Thanks so much, Jesse.
No problem. You have a great day.
Jesse Hentz, Regional Sales Manager, Lindbergh Process Equipment, one of the 200, actually a little more than 250 members of the Lignite Energy Council, our guest on Energy Matters.